Finally.
What's up?
Locked in with a red shirt. Exactly what you need, man.
How's it going, man?
Let's talk about home care. Yeah. Aga Khan University Hospital took a giant leap forward, by the way. And they unveiled the home care service to help you recover faster, surrounded by your loved ones. Guests wear Martin Karaoke Teddy at home. Ooh. Now, the home care service is provided by a high-quality team of doctors and nurses from different specialities. Will get you nursing care, physiotherapy, chemotherapy, nutrition therapy, symptoms management, doctor visits, and so much more. All of the comfort of your home. Now, you can get, you can have your loved ones be it a parent, a child, a partner, a friend, right by your side as you go through the recovery journey through the Aga Khan University Hospital. Make the call right now, 0780-458-317. Gentlemen.
Yeah, let's first find out who this guy walked in studio that made guys lose their minds. There's the fairest of them all. I'm just going to ask this question. Is always asked to everyone, and you just, it's the deep question. It's the deepest question you'll ever. It's deeper than the blue sea.
Careful.
So who are you?
My time be.
Yes.
I am Humite. Anyway.
Humite.
I think you've seen that one. Eh? Yeah. Sasha Mutai,
yeah.
Chairman Kenya Rugby Union. The man in the hot seat.
Hot seat. As we are in the hang. We are just hanging. We're gonna talk about Kenya Rugby, basically what's going on. The nonsense and the happy times. Yeah. There's good news that has come out this week.
Yeah.
There's been some sad things happening this week. Mm. So we're going to talk about that with Sasha. If you have any questions for Sasha, please let us know. The Germany for the hashtag is the boys live. You can WhatsApp us on
0701-984-984.
And you can also DM us personally if you have any questions. Diri is listening by there. Says, welcome, Sasha. All the KT, all the older guys. Yeah. Yeah, so we're waiting for the younger guys to come to Kinapogi and all those guys coming through and ask us questions.
Pogi.
Yeah, those are younger guys.
Relatively.
Yeah, they've not hit 40. They can still pee straight.
So, in fact, let's not even be whatever. Let's tell you why we're excited that Sasha is here. Because let me just give you a glimpse of the headlines that have been, you know, the headlines that have been there. Then we'll go into it. And this is why it's cool to have here. Headline, this one was Kenya Rugby Union chair addresses two motions of no confidence he is facing. Corruption sabotaging progress at Kenya Rugby Union. Mm-hmm. Another one was how corrupt individuals are fighting progress at Kenya Rugby Union. Mm-hmm. Another one, Sasha Mutai exposes corruption hindering progress within Kenya Rugby Union. Another one was rugby coup exposed by Sasha Mutai. There's a lot to discuss.
Basically,
it's gonna be quite
basically
cool.
At the Clare House, it's 1982 all over again.
Yeah. it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
oh, so. Yeah. Capital
FM. This is the Wababa edition, right on your best bit of music, 9.4 Capital FM. Because everybody knows this song, everybody knows the lyrics, they even know who the artist is. Who's the artist, Sasha?
You're confused.
This guy, man, why are you calling us Zaks like that?
Calling a guy Mubaba, first of all, he doesn't even know what a Mubaba looks like. You know, this guy, the second pointy we know in rugby.
Who's the first one?
The first one is Kado.
Kado Vilis,
and then Kina, the other ones, those Russians, were not really pointy.
Kina who?
No, Kina, Macaulay, nothing. They have refused, they're not pointies. Then those the other Sasha.
Ginger.
Yeah.
Sasha,
the Ginger. Branchy. Those are not Nili. First of all, his name was Branchy. Not pointing enough. But anyway, welcome to the studio, Sasha.
Thank
Mutai.
You very much.
Karibu sana. That's let's start with the there are connections here in this studio. We've noticed. Guys know each other from Kitambo.
Oh yeah.
Who is Mrs. Washika?
That was my class teacher.
Yeah.
In primary school, Lavington Primary. And she happened to be DJ Adrian's mom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And also, I understand you know this Muthusi's very
Teddy.
Well.
Yeah, Teddy was my neighbor in Valiakid. Used to ride a motorbike. He was a privileged child. There was a BMX bandits in Nairobi. But this guy could do a wheelie the whole of 100 Avenue. Yeah.
So these are the guys who never knew where Three Pipes was.
No, Three Pipes was there because they could actually cross with doing a wheelie on Three Pipes.
Oh, you
were?
Oh,
no, that good. Yeah, yeah.
Guys were doing wheelies. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. As us guys are walking on foot. Okay. This is privilege. Yeah, but let's just go into it because this week we've seen crazy things. You have alleged that there are cartels that are coming to finish you. Mm-hmm. There's a coup in Kenya rugby. What? First of all, the first question we got from our head of station, Danny Munyi, was, can't we run any sport with no scandal
and drama?
What's going on?
Well, yes, we've discovered all the bad stuff that was happening in Kiaru. We have exposed it, we are fighting it, and we are winning the war. So this is just the last kicks of a dying horse. So I'd even rather talk about it because there's a lot of positives in Kenya rugby. Today we launched Rugby Super Series this morning, also being run by an independent board. Uh-huh. Now this is our pathway to professional rugby and professionalism sport in this country. We even had today one of the potential investors in these franchises who has pledged to invest 10 acres of his land in Tigoni as equity in a franchise. So we're now looking at investors putting in money and buying and investing into these franchises. So professional rugby will start next year. This year we are reviving Super Series. We're going to have the best 120 players distributed across the franchises. They'll be distributed equally so that the franchises are equally strong to make it interesting. We are following the draft system in the US, so you get the best players and coaches will choose their teams, so it will be quite fair. You can see this year in the Kenya Cup, there's been a disparity in teams that are resourced and those that are not. So you have huge scores, differences and all that. You'll know that Kabras and KCB and Menengai Oilers will be the top clubs, Harlequins to a lesser extent. It's their finances in these teams. Right now, so for Super Series, the teams will be equally financed. You'll have equal talent across. It'll be more interesting. And that now will bring in the investors to say, I'm going to buy this franchise. I'm going to put 10% here and all that. So we're doing the business plans on that.
So who's on this board that's running the Super
so
Series?
So Agri Tabeda is the chairman.
So he's back.
Mm-hmm. He's back. We have Rick Ashley, who will be the treasurer of this.
Rick Ashley?
Not Rick Ashley. Not
the musician.
No, what I gave you.
I tell you, man. That was good. Okay.
So Rick Ashley. He's a very prominent financial guy in this country. Okay. So now, of course, we are saying this board that will run Super Series is independent of
So the KRU. Treasurer is that?
The treasurer. We have Wangui Kibe.
Wangui Kibe.
Will be there. Yeah. We have Paul Odera.
Paul Odera,
and then of course now the franchises are split, so they will choose the coaches and of course the players. So the players will come across from Kenya Cup and Championship. It won't be like the way it was before, where you'd put clubs together.
Yeah.
Now we'll have players from different clubs
teams.
Put like in a pot, and you choose the best players. So you can have a player of Kabras playing in one franchise against his teammates in another franchise. So that's what we're going to make it very interesting.
So the logistics for all that, because players have to travel and stay somewhere and train. Yeah. How is that going
to
be?
We're talking now to potential sponsors and partners, and of course this will take some money. And the franchises will be spread. We'll have two in Nairobi, one in Kakamega, and one in Nakuru.
When is this?
So this will be in May, the 4 weekends of May. We're going to have the Super Series. Then we'll have two franchises for women. Because women's rugby is important to KRU. You can see that the Kenya Lionesses qualified for WXV3 last year. We're going to the Africa Cup again this year. We have made a deal with World Rugby to finance Chris Brown, not the singer.
Okay.
Chris Brown is a conditioning coach. He'll be our conditioning coach consultant. Yeah. We had him last year in October as well. And you could see the difference in quality of the Kenya women's side because we're competing basically against China. We didn't do too well last weekend in Uruguay, but we intend to be very competitive and to win in Poland.
With all these wrangles that are going on right now, is there all these corporate people, the people who want, you're talking to, the partners, are they receiving you with positivity? And do you see that we're going to have probably by April that we're going to have sponsors for the Super Series and probably even the Sevens circuit?
Absolutely, yeah. So yes, no, the Sevens circuit is already at lockdown with SportPesa for the next 2 years. Uh-huh. We had a 3-year deal with them.
Good.
So they're locked down, and of course the other sponsors we've been talking to, because of all this noise that's happened, they've said let's finish it off, and this will be finished in the next 1.5 weeks decisively. I can assure you that. So yes, after that we'll be smooth sailing. So yes, we want to make a statement, and actually one of core value number one in Kenya Rugby Union is integrity. Core value number one in world rugby is also integrity, so that we are not negotiating about.
Daddy.
Damn! I like that that toughness.
Yeah.
But you said we stick to positive vibes. Right? Today I was just planning for scandal.
we have to ask him about scandal. Because you can't just come here after giving other people statements and we don't know.
Huh?
We have to be the inner story, inner core. Teddy, carry on.
Yeah. So my question was, okay, so you're saying, okay, so. So you say there's a lot of positives that have happened in rugby. Yeah. So you've talked about what? The achievements with female, I mean with the
Lionesses.
With the Lionesses.
Yes.
This new whatever that's going on. But
Super Series. Yes.
Super Series and stuff.
Yeah.
But so do you think the public sentiment has changed? There's a time guys were like, "Ay bana, what's happening to our teams and stuff like that?" Do you think that are you seeing that there's an improvement on that?
Well, definitely. We made changes in the Kenya Sevens team last year in August 4th to be precise. It's a monumental date in Kenya rugby. We chose a new team, and you saw the team that went to Zimbabwe for the Africa Cup, the Olympics qualifiers, with 6 rookies, beat South Africa, a full strength South African side.
Yeah.
South Africa now have to, you know, try and qualify for the Olympics. They even changed their coach this week. So that's also a culmination of what's been happening. And so, yes, Kenya Sevens qualified after being relegated from the World Sevens Series. We are now also topping the Challenger Series. We intend to win now every tournament that we participate in. We are very serious about winning Kenya's first team medal at the Olympics. We have Chris Brown, now not the singer, coming in next week on 21st. And he's rated now one of the top 7 coaches in the world. He coached the American Women's Olympic team. He was assistant to Mike Friday. He was Kenya's conditioning coach back then when Mike Friday was coaching Kenya. And he came in last year, and so he's also improved over the 10 years. So he's considered now one of the best coaches in the world. So he's coming to Kenya to take Kenya men and women through until past the Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of positives. Yeah,
Sasha,
so.
You are like Raila in this election. Ulismama mara mingi, kianguka ukianguka. Then last year, all of a sudden, you checked in and opposed.
Yeah.
Maybe you talk to Baba and he does the same. But last year, you had some promises.
Yeah.
This is 1 year of Sasha Mutai in office.
Yeah.
Your achievements. What have you achieved and what do you regret not achieving?
Well, achievements is changing the you know the environment, giving the players best environment that they can, no interference from the board in national teams. We have more than doubled the sponsorships that have come in. We run 2 global tournaments: one African Under-20, the Bates, and the World Rugby Under-20 Trophy successfully. Kenya Sevens men qualified for the Olympics. We held Safari Sevens after a number of years of a hiatus.
Yeah.
We brought in sponsors who left Kenya Rugby, like EABL through Tusker. We got new sponsors like JTL. So lots of positives. The Kenyan women, we just missed out on qualification for Olympics in the last minute. You remember against the Springbok women. But we qualified for WXB3. We won a game there, so we've trained in South Africa, played against the Springbok women there. We had a relationship now, also cemented with the San Clemente Rhinos. So these other partnerships that we have, they don't actually give us money, but they take care of our costs, taking the women, flying them to South Africa, keeping them for 2 weeks there. We have our coaches, Jerome Pavata, who's also going to come and help the Kenya women's team.
Yeah.
He's also going to be financed by World Rugby.
Yeah.
We had a 2-week training stint in South Africa with the Lionesses.
Yeah.
So many positives. If you look at, of course, Kenya government coming in and pledging 50 acres. We are doing the paperwork on that. So to increase our asset base, again, we had new talks on for RFUA land. This has been a hot potato, a hot topic,
but
it needs to be under the control of Kenya Rugby Union. If you look at our net assets right now, if you look at the accounts, they say it's only 12 million. Yeah, that property probably is worth over 4 billion shillings on the market. So we need now to come together. This is all about teamwork. I say it's not just one person is going to change things. We have to come together, but we have to be clean. Nobody is going to put a shilling into your sport if they know some it's going somewhere else where it's not meant to go.
Sasha, I know you politicians can talk for us. But just a quick clarification.
Yes.
EABL never left. Task has always been with us. But the rest, thank you so much for bringing them back in. When we come back, we'll be talking more about Super Series, when the teams will be announced. I understand it's this week, but you can give us more information. But before we're going to,
it's a nice challenge.
It's a nice challenge.
Her name is Irene Mwangi, and she'll show you where you. Anataka wewe usome kwa Kiswahili.
Kwa Kiswahili. Kwa lugha ya Kiswahili.
Yes. All right.
Kijana ya Strathmore hapa anajaribu kupiga.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sasha Mutai.
Headlines. That should be in Kiswahili.
Yes.
Tafsiri yao kwenye lugha ya Kiswahili. Anyway, Joey awasilisha ombi la kukata rufaa dhidi ya hukumu ya kifo. Wabunge kuidhinisha rais kuwa na uwazi kwa teua waziri wasaidizi. Na wameka and usumbufu wa mtandao waripotiwa barani Afrika. Jina langu ni Sasha Mutai. Kwenye habari wa leo hapa.
Smarty has got mother. You think light skinned people can't speak Swahili?
Mimi naongea Kiswahili sanifu.
He's getting that Swahili for Lovington.
Yeah.
Mimi naongea Kiswahili sanifu.
Swahili.
Don't get ready.
You know, I earned some money back in the day translating some instructions. And some cockroach killer from English to Kiswahili. I was a real hustler.
I see you're still.
Mimi ni mkalimani na tafsiri lugha ya kimombo kwa lugha ya Kiswahili.
And I see you're still killing cockroaches. Anyway,
I'm still pest control.
Capital FM. Okay, Martin, what do you...
You're sponging
the microphone.
Got the boys. Anyway, it's the boys live. It's the chairman edition.
For Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha, we're chilling with Sasha Mutai, chairman Kenya Rugby Union. We also want to know about him, Charles Kiarie, Teddy Muthusi, Martin Kariuki, DJ Adrian, Bob Marley himself, El Boogie. It's happening Sunday, March 31st.
Yeah.
It's Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. He's risen. Paco Perez is also coming. He's going to be rising with the music. But a quick question, Sasha.
Yeah.
Your favorite genre of music?
Soul.
Then you have to be at El Boogie that 31st. You have to come with everyone.
Yeah.
Bring the entire board.
Dan.
Yeah, bring the entire board. Even the guy you have cousin, bring him. But anyway, let's go into the Sasha Mutai, the man.
Mm.
Apart from being chairman at Kenya Rugby, you do other things. Just told us off air another story that you have to just reveal here.
Yeah. Well, I'm a quantity surveyor by profession. I'm also an arbitrator. So this project here, Two Rivers, where we're sitting, this was one of my projects. I was a quantity surveyor in charge of this from 2011 to 2017. Did the whole master plan, did the mall buildings, but the fit out, like where we are right now.
Yeah.
This was not there, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But launched the mall, and then from that time I was a partner in a firm called YMR Partnership. Then I sold my shares to a British company called Mace, and then I had a one-year non-compete clause, so that's the time I traveled the world. Then I came back and restarted my quantity surveying firm called A&M Consultants. So now, I got my best talents to come and work with directors with me. And so that's what I do. Quantity surveying, I do arbitration as well, mediation, Yeah, I have other companies.
Ombudsman.
Interesting because
alternative dispute resolution. I like that.
We cover that on my show every Thursday on the Legal Insider. I should have you in the latest findings. Yeah. We have that conversation.
It's so good that we that.
Yes, I get. Wakili, quick one.
By the way, they call me Wakili now. Capital FM.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, now guys can, you know, when you put a face, when you put the face to the name of what he does.
Yes.
Yeah. Now guys know this guy, that guy who drives a job, he's not a drug dealer. He says, this guy has just worked hard and made some good color. Go, like, who is this guy who always smokes cigars 24/7? Yeah. He's always
in this Colombia.
Yeah. What is this?
I work hard. So
That's good, man.
And it's paid off. Like you've got a passion for motis, huh?
Yeah.
Like what are you spinning now?
Spinning.
Yeah.
Two young guys.
He's spinning. He's in a Jaguar. Okay.
It's a Jag.
What's your whip right now?
It's a whip.
Yeah, Jag XJ, 5 liter V8.
All right.
And you pay for fuel in this economy.
My teacher said the end of life is the contemplation of truth and beauty, which is happiness and God.
Can I write that one down?
This is your
we'll send you the recording. Charles, it's okay. Don't lazimisha.
That was the late Silvano Barusso in Strathmore. So, yes. When guys say I went to Alliance, I say I went to Strathmore.
Good. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You have better buildings. Yeah.
I was the captain of Strathmore Rugby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, against Paul Odera, who was captain of St. Mary's. Yeah. And that time, captain of changes was my good friend Billy Ndeche.
Yes.
Yeah, so those, we played rugby against each other.
Who was the captain in Patch?
I don't know. Me, I was just a girl singing.
Was senior most Obondi.
Was Obonga.
But they were banned in that year.
Yes,
94,
because,
they were banned because of mischief.
What did they do?
I was actually supposed to go to Patch, but in 91. Now you can calculate my age. But
So Patch went to RVA with a skull. Yeah. And they put that's sodium, the one that reacts with water. Is it sodium or I don't know, sulfur, something. and the smoke started chomoking. And they started chanting things and they painted their faces. Yeah. And, God, the God guys were like, no.
So they were banned. Yeah. They were banned from Prescott in 94.
I think the headmaster was again called Ngatiari. He did not understand the patch prophet. He did not know that Makangas have to play rugby.
No, I'm trying to whatever the shock of guys of RVA. You know, because CRVA is for a school for missionaries.
It's missionary.
Yeah.
So
guys took you guys,
Of other styles came and steward them.
Yeah. No, the only time I know that even mischief started was my last year there. Mm. When we went to Saints to play some match. I think now Saints are just completely changed, you know, rugby when Saints had a very serious team.
Yeah, Saints had old guys
for come Prescott.
IB.
IB guys.
IB guys. I mean, you're playing against adults. You are boys playing against grown men.
Yeah.
I'm here to say the truth.
I played against my dad.
No, and then that's when Patch caused some chaos. Suko coming back all the way to St. Austin's School. Yeah. I think went through Muso causing a lot of nonsense. It was quite embarrassing, actually. Mm. Anyway.
Very quickly, I'll tell you, there's a question for you here from Ricky Walutere, and he's asking my question to Sasha Mutai. What happened to our participation in the Curry Cup? We were getting very good exposure.
This is Kelly Bendry Senior.
Yes.
My guy, where is Ricky Walutere coming from? Your eyes are a bit off.
It's Kelly Bendry. Yeah, this one just came after. There's another one, actually.
What happened? So last year, we competed. But we missed two games because also the finances, lack of finances. So what happened now is South Africa Rugby Union this year are running they're not having Kenya or Zim or Namibia. So they've closed it to all of us because of last year what happened with Namibia and Kenya and Zimbabwe. We ran out of funds. Those other countries were closer to SA and we were in South Africa, I think, for 5 weeks. Mm. And then played two fixtures here, and then we needed to go back. So, of course, we didn't because of lack of funds. So that also did not augur well with South Africa Rugby Union. But we made up in October when I went to the World Cup and met all the officials of SARU. And they're, of course, in a good mood because they won the Rugby World Cup. But the decision was not to have these exterior teams, Kenya, Zim, and Namibia. So this year that's not happening. Probably next year it will happen, and after our Super Series, we'll be a much stronger side. And if we get invited next year to the Africa Cup, South Africa Cup, which is the second division of the Currie Cup, we intend, if we're invited, to go there, compete and win and get promoted. So, but for us now, we are building our local Super Series and strengthening that. So that's the reality of what happened, yeah.
Wow, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome. Teddy has these questions that he normally asks.
So we're going into a quick fire session here. And this is just very random thoughts from just random. If rugby players were
dogs.
No. Okay. Would you rather have a team of rugby playing elephants or a team of rugby playing giraffes? And why?
Oh, God.
Elephants or giraffes?
Yeah. If you had a rugby team, it was you either choose a team of elephants or a team of giraffes. Which one would you?
Elephants.
Yeah. Why?
Okay, the second thing I can't say on radio. Yeah. But it would be intimidating, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If rugby was played underwater, what special rules would you implement?
That's polo.
It's called water polo because it's not water. Because it's water polo.
Yeah.
It's water polo is not water rugby. Martin, so that's the question. If rugby was played underwater, what special rules would you implement?
What special rules?
Keep your pants on.
Okay.
Would that be? I think that would be one, man. Keep your trunks on. Yeah, yeah, you know, you have a high tackle in rugby, so they'd have to be keep those trunks on. Yeah.
Okay. How would you train a team of rugby playing ostriches for the World Cup? How would you train a team of rugby playing ostriches for the World Cup?
I would keep it simple. Uh-huh. Tell them not to bury their heads in the sand.
Spot on. Spot
on. What would be the ideal halftime show for a rugby match featuring, you know, a rugby match? You know, like, what would be an ideal halftime show? You know, like those things they do for the Super Bowl.
Now, that's a good one.
The Super Series final, halftime show.
I mean, the cheerleaders, like you have in NFL, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If rugby balls were replaced by watermelons, how would that change the game?
It'd be sweet.
Can we get these people?
What I would do with that?
Yeah.
I would commit so many fouls that they're for. Penalties. Yeah. So try a watermelon. Yeah.
If you had to recruit three famous cartoon characters for the Kenya rugby team, who would they be?
Cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Popeye.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With spinach.
Yes. Yeah, the spinach. And then who? Get a fix.
Oh. Who is that?
Get a fix.
Get a fix.
The guy. That's the chief, no?
Chief of where?
Of Asterix.
Asterix.
Oh, my God.
And vital statistics.
Vital statistics. That's the chief. Yes. Getafix is it the... Wait, who was Getafix? He was a guy making weapons or something.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and
let's go back and refresh our Odezo.
And finally, how would you, Yanni, if you were to tell the Gava, this is how you want to celebrate, if the Kenya rugby team won the World Cup, what would you tell the Gava to do and how would you celebrate that team?
Okay, first of all, we'd have a 1 week holiday.
Yeah,
but a holiday with a rugby festival.
Uh-huh.
So we'd have rugby being played everywhere in this country. We'd have, of course, the tour coming in. And the government is also investing in Kenya rugby. They've given us 50 acres, so we're just working now on the paperwork. So for a start, this government has been very helpful. It's the first time. I mean, I've been rugby. I was director of sevens 2006 to 2010, and I was vice chairman 2012 to 2014. I can tell you one thing. This government here, I've never seen a government this supportive in sport. Yeah. So whatever people say, this government is quite very supportive, and we'd like to thank them through the minister, the PS, and, of course, the president. Yeah.
This year, Safari Sevens, date?
Date not yet because it should be in October. But we also have the Africa Cup for women's sevens at the same time. So it's clashing with the Africa Rugby has not yet released its fixtures. So we're dependent on that. So that's holding us back. And of course...
so we'll not get our...
yeah, it won't be the last month. No,
month.
No. So we are pushing Africa Rugby to release the fixtures so that we can fix ours. We don't want it to clash with them.
Yeah.
Last year what happened was Africa Rugby and World Rugby had a clash in fixtures. So they had the Africa Cup Sevens in Tunisia clashing with the WXV3 that was in Dubai. So Kenya had two teams there. And we had to split out to get some players go play in Tunisia and then come back to Dubai and play the other fixtures. So, you know, we don't have all those big numbers for the women's team, although we want to, of course, predominantly have sevens women separate and 15s, but right now we don't have that numbers. Like Kenya 15s, the Simbas and the Shuja, we have two separate teams. Yeah. We even have a third one, Morans, who have gone to Ghana. So the team that is representing Kenya in Ghana at the All Africa Games is the Morans. It's the second side for Kenya.
So. Sasha, thank you so much for coming to Capital
thank
FM.
Thank you very much.
It's so good. And you helped me last year. I wanted to interview you. You helped. You owe me an interview.
Sawa. Anyway. Another one. No problem. I can be here every week, man. You guys are fun, man.
Thank you so much, Sasha. And all the best. We support you, of course, over the years.
Thank you. Capital FM.